Let's bring in Martin McMahon from News 1130. Perry, Martin has been on this story pretty much from day one and has been a big part of not allowing this story to go away. Good morning, Martin.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
What? Okay, walk me through this, because the statement comes out and then mallets made available to the media, but only certain members of the media. Give me a backstory on this here.
Well, that's right. And I actually got wind that that something was happening shortly after 3 o'clock down at the club's Gastown office there on Water Street. And when the dust settled, I found out that Jeff Mallett was indeed in the building. He held a media availability. I won't even call it a news conference because that's not what it was. And, you know, by the sounds of it, we had CTV, the rights holder there. We had Canadian Press. And nobody else in town, certainly not anybody who's been leading the coverage of this on the news side. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn here. If I had not been invited, but some of the other guys, you know, J.J. Adams over at the province, if any of these guys who had been following this closely, I shouldn't say guys, there are female reporters on this, like Har is one of the journalists that's been involved with this with her blog. But my point is, it's not really about who gets the invite. Put an open invite, put the report, any outlet in town, all outlets in town, give them a chance to ask questions to this owner. If the club is genuinely remorseful, let's hear them answer the questions that the people want to put to them on this very serious issue.
Well, and it's the Kieran McCormick issue. Martin McMahon joining us from News 1130. You broke the story last week that a coach they hired with their development program in the Kootenays had been investigated for racist comments back in 2013. Martin, give us a timeline. I mean, I'm almost thinking, are we now 4 or 5 weeks? Well, how long was it since McCormick put out her blog with the allegations and letting people know, pulling the curtain back of what things were like in the Whitecaps program in 2008? Are we a month past that already?
We are more than that, really, because that blog was published in, I believe, late February. So we are more than 2 months out from that initial blog. And we're, as you suggested, 4 or 5 weeks since the blog on April 1st from 13 other players, 12 initially, and then a 13th player signed on to that. So certainly they've had about 4 or 5 weeks since the second blog. But if we're talking about Kira McCormack's initial allegations, we're talking about 2+ months of no interview. And I don't count what happened yesterday as an interview or anything close to it. So, I mean, if the club wants to be accountable, that's their record. That's their record. 2+ months of this issue being in the public realm and putting nobody forward to address the issue.
The Southsiders have tried to have their protests over the last couple of home games. What about sponsors, Martin? Is there a suggestion that, I mean, you know, it's generally when you want to make noise with clubs and companies, it's, you know, hit them in the pocketbook, right? That's the old hit them with the bank account. Is there any sort of thought that sponsors might be considering walking away from this brand?
There have been some suggestions that I think some of the sponsors are watching this. I have not directly approached any of the sponsors for the reason that I don't want to appear activist on this. If a sponsor decides that they do not want to be involved in the team as a result of this situation, that's their prerogative. I'm not going to manufacture that by asking them out of the blue about this. But let me tell you this, every sponsor that has links to the team, they're following this, they're watching this, and I'll be very curious to hear more from the women themselves at the center of this whole situation, right? They're the ones that have gone through these experiences. They're the ones who have brought forward these allegations. I know that Kira McCormack was tweeting her reactions yesterday, and she was obviously not happy with the letter itself. We're not even talking about the sort of the inside baseball of that media availability. I'll put that in quotation marks because that's not what it was. I'm curious to hear from the women themselves. I'm curious to hear from Kira McCormack today, hopefully, or perhaps some of the other women on that team who have brought forward these claims.
Martin, you know, we sit here for 3.5 hours every morning, so we have our opinions as to what they should do and what they shouldn't, and they haven't done a lot right. Yesterday, to me, was a step. It was just a step that was a month long, too long in coming, and I would have had a press conference with Kiara and reached out to her immediately and said, how can we fix this? And it's not your job. You track the stories, you get the facts. Is there a way the Whitecaps can fix this?
Well, I think at this point it needs to be something that is resolved between the club and the women who have gone through all of this. I think even before you send out the public apology, I think you need to have private conversations. And I don't know to what extent these women have open lines of communication with the club. But on a basic level, I saw Kira McCormack tweet out that, you know, no one at the club has contacted her directly when that statement went out. So on a fundamental level, I would suggest it's common practice, if an apology is being issued publicly, that you apologize to the people involved directly in a private way. Now, I don't know if the club has attempted to contact Kira McCormack and has been rebuffed. I don't know the details on that. But when I saw that tweet from Kira McCormack, I was genuinely very surprised that, at least on the surface of it, it doesn't appear that the club made contact with these women before issuing a public apology.
Martin McMahon with us here from News 1130, chasing the latest Whitecaps saga here. And in this statement from Kerfoot and Mallett, the Whitecaps owners, they pointed out that, as we stated on April 17th, the club will conduct a thorough and independent review of our operations to ensure that we foster and enforce a culture of zero tolerance for any form of harassment or bullying. In addition to reviewing our current respectful workplace policies and procedures, we will also be reviewing the actions we took 11 years ago to determine what we can learn from them going forward. We have already begun interviewing candidates for this very important work. The results of this effort will be shared publicly. Does anything come out of this, Martin?
I really don't know, because there's so little detail there in what that actually means.
Yeah, exactly. It's very ambiguous, right?
We really don't know. And I think part of, and I was explaining this to somebody yesterday, you know, part of this whole process is that if claims are brought against a club, or anyone for that matter, that is in the public realm, this, you know, this is what happens when you don't grant interviews. Even when you say things, people don't understand fully what they mean, and you're not giving anyone an opportunity to really hear your side of the story, or hear how remorseful you are, or hear anything, really. And so we've got this vacuum. And again, these are very serious allegations. The club has been roundly criticized for its handling of the situation, and it has chosen to remain silent all the way through. What do they think that looks like?
Yeah, it's, they haven't been good on the field with one win in 9 games, but they've been an absolute disaster in the last 6 weeks off the field and how they've handled these things. Hey, Martin, thanks for getting up early for this. Appreciate it. Keep digging and doing your job there. I think it's very valuable, and people have to know, let them make their decisions. But people have to be accountable, and there's a lot of unsatisfied people. Hey, maybe we're wrong. Maybe people are still heading to the game, but certainly it seems like there's a lot of people that want some answers and want this team to represent our city as they do, in maybe a different manner than they have in the last 6 to 7 weeks. Thanks for this.
Yeah, thanks, Terry and James.
Hey, listen, and Martin, maybe it was just a typo on your name when they were trying to send you that email and that release. Could, you know, be. Maybe they had to.
Maybe we should give them the benefit of the doubt, right?
Yeah, you know, hey, accidentally on purpose, right? Accidentally on purpose. Thanks, Martin.
All right.
There you go.
Sports Next 650.